You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I already saw this on the KDKA morning news. Heather Abraham, David Highfield, Smiley, all our great friends over there. And they were cobbling a story together because this was, I'm sure, it came about because of this Josh Yowie in The Athletic, who's a fine reporter, great writer. I really enjoy his work. And I'm sure it came about because of this tweet. And now people will be scrambling. Watch it. The new news today, and then in through the four. Well, they start the news on all the time, but they start at like 4, 5, and 6. It'll be one of the stories du jour because it'll be spicy, and also it'll definitely be a big online story because this will get the Facebook hits and the Facebook comments moving, right?
Clicks.
Clicks. This is clicky. A lot of clicky here. Josh Yowie tweeted last night. Let me see exactly what time. It was 10 hours. 9:57 p.m. Josh Yowie tweeted, "Usher's security ejected 17 fans from the Penguins-Flyers game for not wearing masks. I was told all were drinking. Here's a thought. Maybe don't sell alcohol at games right now." That's what Josh Yowie tweeted. All right? And I say this is the simplest. And again, it won't be that simple because people will go back and forth and play Facebook ping pong like it is the only game to play in the world. That's what this is going to spawn. For me, this one is simple. No matter your thoughts on masks or COVID or vaccinations or whatever, this is the simplest thing ever. You are a guest in someone else's home. They get to make the rules. You don't. You play by them. It's like if your kid goes to play at a friend's house and you show up at the front door and, "Hey, how you doing? Hey, here's my son. Hey, Johnny, how you doing? Thanks for having us over for a play date." And the mom says, "Oh, yeah, when we play inside, when we come inside, we take our shoes off in our house." "Well, okay. All right, my man, you got to take your shoes off to go in. Okay, I'll pick you up in a couple hours. See you later." It's just that simple. The rules aren't yours. You're playing by someone else's because you're in, well, their home. That's the way it is. Simple, fixed, end of story. There's really no even discussion to be had here. That's it. That's it, guys.
Yeah. No, I don't know how much more complicated it needs to be. Although, I will say, I don't need to have a couple of beers at a game in order to watch the game. But if we're going to, and I understand what Josh is saying, right? Like, hey, if we want to take stupid decision making out of the process, then let's take alcohol out of the process, right? I get that. I totally do. But to punish, we're going to punish the many now because of the few by saying, nope, no alcohol sales at all at games because those knuckleheads over there in Section 113 took their mask off to drink their beers and didn't put them back on at all the rest of the night. Like, that's what we're going to do then. We're rapidly becoming a society of kindergartners where because one group of dummies wants to act one way, we feel the need to then punish everyone else. And again, I'm not arguing with the philosophy of what Josh is saying. I get what he's saying, and it is maybe in the end it's a more responsible maneuver. But I just, when did we become a society of kindergartners, Jim?
I don't know. It's not that hard. And, you know, in the press level, if I'm drinking a soda, and which I did the other night, had two of them. And so you got your mask on, and then you unhook one end of it, right? And so it's dangling mm-hmm. from my left ear. And I take a couple sips of the soda, put it down, and then put the mask back up. It's not that hard. It really isn't. Right. Whether you're drinking, whatever you're drinking, whether it's coffee, beer. And of course, we all know that the beer sales are not going to go away. That is a revenue generator. And the one thing teams definitely need to do nowadays is generate as much revenue as they can. So just follow the rules, damn it.
Right. And here's the deal, you know, and I understand that it is a publicly funded arena. I get all that. That's fine. It's also something where no one is making you go. You don't get to go there and call the shots. You don't get to, and you can save your text about, you don't pay $200 to go to your friend's house. Right. But you know what you do at a Penguin game? You're not sentenced to go there. You willingly walk in
and
there.
And just because you pay $200 or it's a publicly funded arena doesn't mean you get to do whatever you damn well please. Are you allowed to walk around on the concourses smoking a cigarette? Is everybody up in arms about that? Are you allowed to? Well, you know what? I'll just show up without pants on tonight. Yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, it's a publicly funded arena, and I paid $200 for my ticket. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
There's a contract on the back of that little ticket, even if it's virtual. It says you will adhere to the rules that are set forth by the people who are running that event. Like you said, Colin, it's not hard. You go someplace, if you're a decent member of society, you follow the rules that are in place.
Right. This will be the big clickbaity story. It'll get all out there. And again, it's not meant – it is a method of reporting it. Josh isn't forcing any clickbait stuff, but the news will run with it. This will be gigantic on the news and on their social media pages.
I do think there's a good question in here about would they have been as quick to eject people if not for the Photoshop thing the other day. Like, if they didn't feel pressure to make sure that people, everyone was going to adhere to that policy. I don't know how many people, and the thing is, we don't have any comparison of how many people they kicked out of the building for the very same reason the first night.
Well, you know? I can tell you this, too, in all of this, whether you see a fight at a game whenever there's a full house and we're in a normal society, whether you see something like this, and this will come off, if you just cut it, it can be taken out of context the wrong way, but I'll say it like this. Alcohol gets a bad rap. And here's the deal. Here's why. Let me explain. So there's a lot of people like me, like my friends, like a lot of people that can go, that can drink one or two beers, and we like either the taste of beer, maybe the feeling of beer and what it does to our brain, maybe the calmness, maybe just having an ice cold beer on a nice day, maybe just the what it feels like is a nice, a nice American person to sit there at a ball game and have a beer and a hot dog. And the vast majority of us don't act like heathens when we have a hot dog and a beer. But so often what we resort to whenever there is a fight or whenever there is somebody that in this case takes their mask off or whatever, or somebody that acts or that runs afoul of the rules, one of the knee-jerk reactions and the first thing we go to is, man, you got to get rid of alcohol. You got to get rid of alcohol. And what we do is we turn a blind eye to the vast majority of people, the overwhelming majority of people that can have a beer and not act like a jerk, not act like a total idiot. So in that context, I'm here to tell you, alcohol gets a bad rap because we instantly just blame it on it. It's not alcohol. It's when knuckleheads get involved with alcohol and either one, don't understand their limits, or two, just can't figure out, well, how to consume alcohol within a proper nature. That's what it is. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
It's so simple.
Moderation.
Right. But, you know, who suffers is people will then say, well, we can't sell beer. It's like, we can't sell beer after this. We can't sell beer after this inning. Or we can't... You know, a couple people... This is one of those things. A couple people screw it up for everybody. And I hope that that's not the case here. But there is a real... And you bring up a good point, Jim. They don't charge $10 for a bottle of water. They charge $10 for a beer. So it ain't going away. They're going to make the people.
Where do you get one for 10?
Yeah, right. And Jim, who's going to be the starter in 2022? Have you answered that?
Tristan Jarry.
No.
Oh.
Steelers starter.
The wrong team.
Somebody not on the roster?
I think there's a real good chance of that. Yeah, the way it stands now. But the more I think about it, the more I think they are going to somehow. But, of course, Mason Rudolph would have to agree to it. Do you think he'd want to? It could be up to him, but I think they'll try to figure out a way to sign him to a short-term extension with incentives.
I don't think Mason Rudolph, Chris, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, I don't think he I don't think he has the leverage or he has the audacity, if you will, to say to them, I'm going to go out on the open market because there's really no body of work to show people. And I don't. You think somebody would pay him? Somebody would say, we've seen enough?
Maybe. I mean, look, it takes one team, right? It takes one team to look at Mason Rudolph and some film of him and say, man, how'd they screw him up in Pittsburgh? We can build a whole offense around this guy, right? It takes one offensive coordinator, one quarterbacks coach to convince their head coach and GM, hey, that's the guy we need to get. And all it takes is Mason Rudolph to remember what happened when he went through six quarters of rough football against Cleveland and Cincinnati, and the head coach here decided to lift him for a duck collar. And he lost the starting job at that point because his head coach didn't show any faith in him. So how's he know that same head coach is going to have enough faith in him going forward with Dwayne Haskins breathing down his neck?
Yeah, I wonder if this now, and here's another part, a tentacle that comes off of this, if this forces them, because again, a finite time on Ben's shelf life here. It's going to be after the end of this year, and it doesn't make sense for either party really to stretch it out. This is the victory lap of Ben Roethlisberger. If if another offshoot is that it makes them take a deeper look at Dwayne Haskins than they otherwise would have. See, I never bought into the fact he was just another arm here with some sort of charity thing they were bringing in. I honestly thought he's coming in here to really get a look. And I wonder if it'll sell more people, maybe in the public or maybe even in that building. Well, you know what? Maybe we need to try to check it out to see when coupled with the Matt Canada offense, when everything in terms of a talent-wise, if we need to maybe try to figure out, not necessarily say he is, but answer the question if he could be a quarterback in the future.
Well, yeah, they took
us
a flyer on him, certainly, but it's a flyer on him because they look at him and they see a guy that could fit into that offense. This isn't Paxton Lynch or Devlin Hodges. This is a guy who could fit in the Matt Canada offense. So I don't know how hard he'll push Mason Rudolph or if he'll be given that opportunity because, again, now we're talking about one more year of Ben, and how do you evaluate the guys behind him if he's going to start every game?
Well, he'll get preseason time, if that means anything.
Right.
So
well, yeah,
I mean, I don't know if he'll get as much as Mason Rudolph, but I think he might get more than than say Duck Hodges did or Josh Dobbs did.
Ben should play three preseason snaps, if that. Now, when you look at everything, I mean, seriously, there's no reason for him to play at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.